Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. In a way, George Gershwin had two separate careers, early and late. He was still writing songs, always writing songs, but the differences between them matter.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
There are two George Gershwins, not only classical and popular, but also the writer of percussive pop tunes early in his career, and then the composer of lovely lyrical melodies later on. But it wasn't that simple. The two styles mixed, merged, separated, and then mixed and merged again. Like Gershwin's energetic ambition, they were always in motion. Here's one of his most percussive tunes, followed by one of his most lyrical. It's from 1938, though he actually wrote the melody in 1930, and Ira put words to it 8 years later. George was always hard to pin down. Bobby Short sings the percussive Let's Kiss and Make Up, and Kenny Baker follows with Love Walked In.
I didn't mean to start any scene to make you sigh, hope to die. It's most immoral for us to quarrel. Why can't we both agree? Don't you know Ben Franklin wrote about this thing at length? On the proposition that in union there is strength. Why raise the storm up if we'll just warm up? The blues will slumber, we'll have their number. Let's kiss and make up, come on, let's wake up. For I need you and you need me. Let's kiss and make up, no use to break up when we can live in harmony. I'll give you your way, you give me my way. Hand out the doorway, our cares will fly away. If we'd be happy, the way is clear. Let's kiss and make up, no use to break up. We need each other, dear. I realize, too, it would be wise to end the row here and now. Let's try to patch it, bury the hatchet. We can make
love walked right in and drove the shadows away. Love walked right in and brought my sunniest day. Oh, then and there I found a world completely new. When love walked in with you. Nothing seemed to matter anymore. Didn't care what I was heading for. Time was standing still. No one counted till there came a knock, knock, knocking at my door. Love walked right in and drove the shadows away. Love walked right in and brought my sunniest day. One magic moment to know that love have said hello, though not a word was spoken. One look, and I forgot the gloom of the past. One look, and I had found my future at last. Oh, then and there I found a world completely new, when love walked in.
Bobby Short, Let's Kiss and Make Up, and Kenny Baker, Love Walked In. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. One day in 1919, George had lunch with lyricist Irving Caesar. They were there to plan a song to replace the long-lasting hit of the moment, Dardanella. By the end of lunch, they'd nearly finished writing Swanee. In fact, they went up to Mom and Pop Gershwin's apartment to wrap it up, and then they sang it for Mr. G and his card-playing cronies. It was George's first big song and his biggest seller ever, and it was pure early Gershwin, pounded out in staccato bursts of sound, a few notes at a time. If there hadn't been an Al Jolson to sing it, George would have had to invent him. The driving repetition, the pounding rhythm, to carry the slightly muted wail. Jazz had found a home in Tin Pan Alley. Al Jolson sings Swanee.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love was real. Near you I long to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's strumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you. My dear old Swanee, I'd give the world to be among the folk in a G-I-X. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to that Swanee shore. Swanee, I am coming back to Swanee. Mammy, Mammy, I love the old folks at home. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folk in a T-I-X. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to that Swanee shore.
Al Jolson, Swanee. Wilfred Sheed says that George's early tunes seem like moving targets for Ira to throw lyrics at. That sounds as if it should have been easy for Ira, almost anything that fits. But it was enormously difficult for him to find words that lent themselves to George's bursts of notes and still made sense. Only when Ira saw that these songs were essentially about themselves, about rhythm and almost nothing else, did he find his way in. Perhaps the two most important were the purest rhythm songs the Gershwins wrote together. From 1924, the Green Brothers Novelty Orchestra, Fascinating Rhythm, and from 1930, Ethel Merman, I Got Rhythm.
Thank you. happy with my lot. How do I get that way? Look at what I've got. I got rhythm, I got music, I got my man. Who could ask for anything more? I got Daisy in green pastures. I got my man. Who could ask for anything more? An old man's trouble, say I don't mind him, 'cause you won't find him round my door. I got starlight and I got sweet dreams. I got my man. Who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more?
The Green Brothers Novelty Orchestra, Fascinating Rhythm, and Ethel Merman, I Got Rhythm. George Gershwin's career covers essentially two decades, the 20s and 30s. Some would say the 30s songs are his more mature style. The melodies are less percussive, with long, lyrical, melodic lines that give Ira room to breathe, his words a chance to spread out and occupy the music's spaciousness. Their greatest ballads together emerge from this decade when their writing, still rambunctious, always rambunctious, had settled into itself. They even were more accommodating of one another. In one of the best examples, George gave Ira an extra note to add an extra word, town, to the title line. From Damsel in Distress, Fred Astaire sings A Foggy Day in London Town.
Everywhere. sun was shining everywhere.
Fred Astaire, A Foggy Day. The observations are accurate, but they're not absolute. You can already find the signs of a longer line of melody in some of the early songs. In this song from 1926, you hear the rhythmic bursts, but the tempo's slower and the groupings attached to one another to create a more melodic effect. The song becomes a way station. From OK, Gertrude Lawrence with Do Do Do.
I know, know what a bo should do. Baby, so don't say it, won't come true. Baby, my heart begins to hum. Dum-dee-dum, dum-dum-dum. So do what you've done once more.
Gertrude Lawrence, Do Do Do. Just as you can detect signs of the later style in the early songs, so in the later years you hear rhythmic bursts of notes that harken back to the previous decade. The lines keep blurring. You expect a torch ballad from the mid-20s to have a languorous bluesy melody, and so it does. But it also uses short bursts of notes to create that characteristic percussive feeling. Although this song was dropped from three different shows, it became a standard anyway. Marion Harris sings The Man I Love.
I dream a little dream, and of course Prince Charming is the theme that he for me. Although I realize as well as you, it is seldom that a dream comes true to me. above. I'm waiting for the man I
Marion Harris, The Man I Love. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. More than a decade later, George wrote one of his most percussive songs for Fred Astaire to sing to set up one of his most jazz-inflected tap solos. On shipboard, Astaire wanders below decks where he encounters a group of African-American workers in the engine room. They're making music during a break. Astaire finds himself especially attuned to the bass player, a musician named Dudley Dickerson. Dudley plays, Fred sings, and then dances to a tune that George had beat out at the piano, as if to challenge Ira to fit a lyric to it. From the 1937 score to Shall We Dance, this is Astaire with Slap That Bass.
Zoom, 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 zoom,
a mess,
yeah.
With politics and taxes and people trying to access, there's no happiness. Zoom, 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 rhythm needs your race. The future doesn't threaten, if I could only get me someone to slap that bass. Happiness is not a rhythm when I'm listening to that big bass fiddle.
Zoom, 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 zoom. Zoom, 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 zoom,
zoom, slap that bass, slap the fiddle, slap that bass, keep the rhythm busy, zoom, 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 misery you got to go,
misery you got to go,
slap that bass, use it like a tonic, slap that bass, keep your philharmonic, zoom, 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 and the milk and honey will flow. Dictators would be better off if they zoom, zoom now and then. Today you can see that the happiest men all got rhythm. In which case, if you want a bubble, slap that bass, slap away your trouble. Learn to zoom, 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 slap that bass.
Da da do da do da do da da do.
Thank you.
Fred Astaire slapped that bass. It's hard to know exactly when the later style emerged, because both elements, percussiveness and lyricism, are characteristic of George's style, even though the pendulum swings mainly in one direction. In 1926, in OK, even the main love ballad still consists of bursts of notes, quieter but still there. By 1930, though, for Girl Crazy, the bursts had subsided to become absorbed within a longer, more flowing melody. Actually, George and Ira had written it in 1928, only 2 years later, but the romantic Gershwin had arrived. Gertrude Lawrence, Someone to Watch Over Me, and Maureen McGovern, Embraceable You.
Yeah.
Gertrude Lawrence, Someone to Watch Over Me, and Maureen McGovern, Embraceable You. George began by playing the piano. At home as a child on the Lower East Side, plugging songs for music publishers, accompanying Nora Bays on one of her musical tours, and working as a staff pianist for Irving Berlin Music, until Berlin fired him and told him he was too good not to be writing his own songs. Gershwin took that style of piano playing, the percussiveness, the syncopation, the drive, into the early songs. Here's an example, the piano and then the singing. George Gershwin and then the singing sophomores with Sweet and Lowdown. Thank you.
sweet and low down. If you need a tonic and the need is chronic, if you're in a crisis, my advice is grab a cab and go down to where the band is playing, where milk and honey flow down, where everyone is saying blow, blow, that's sweet and low down, low down. Busy as a beaver, you'll dance until you totter. Be sure to get the fever, for nothing could be hotter. Oh, 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 that's sweet and low down, low down, low down.
Philosophy for a deacon,
do do do.
You have the weekend,
do hear those shuffling feet. Mule men, keep your seat.
Hey, professor, start your beat.
Come along, get in it. You love the syncopation. The minute they begin it, we shout to the nation. Blow, blow, that's sweet and low down, low down. Yes, cabaret in this city, I can recommend to you, set you up like electricity when the band is blowing through. They play nothing classic, oh no, down there. They crave nothing else but the low down there. If you need a tonic, and the need is chronic, if you're in a crisis, my advice is
grab a cab and go down to where the band is playing, where milk and honey flow down, where everyone is saying blow,
blow, that's sweet and low down, that's low down.
Dizzy as a beaver, you'll dance until you totter, you're sure to get fever, for nothing could be hotter. Oh,
oh, oh, that's sweet and low down, that's low down.
Last for a deacon, you simply have to wink and hear those shuffling feet. You can't keep your seat. Come along, get in it. You love the syncopation. The minute they begin it, you're shouting to the nation. Blow,
blow, that's sweet and low down. Last for a deacon, you simply have to wink and hear those shuffling feet. You can't keep your seat.
Hey, professor, start your beat.
Come along, get in it. You love the syncopation. The minute they begin it, we shout to the nation. Blow, blow, that's sweet and low down, low down. Do, 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 do.
George Gershwin at the piano and then the singing sophomores, sweet and low down. George Gershwin obviously didn't know he was going to die before the end of the 1930s, but it's hard not to look back at those last songs without a sense of loss. Hindsight is too tempting, and it's not likely that you're going to forget what you know, that he died in 1937 at the age of 38. We know now that these are among George's last songs, the sound of a time when the world, awash in depression and headed toward war, was pretty awful, and a few minutes of escape into melody, wit, and sentiment may help, because nothing will have changed after the final bars. The invitation is vintage early George, because it's a tune to dance to, but with an undertone of melodic melancholy. Fred searches desperately for Ginger, while she, masked, keeps hoping he'll find her. Fred Astaire, Shall We Dance?
Drop that long bass, come on, have your fling. Why keep nursing the blues? If you want this old world on a string, put on your dancing shoes, stop wasting time. Put on your dancing shoes, watch your spirits climb. Shall we dance, or keep on moping? Shall we dance, and walk on air? Shall we give in to despair? Or shall we dance with never a care? Life is short, we're growing older. Don't you be an also ran. You'd better dance, little lady, dance, little man. Dance whenever you can.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Astaire, Shall We Dance? George and Ira wrote Love Is Here to Stay while George was dying. They knew he was ill and suffering, but they couldn't have known that death was imminent. In fact, they worked on their last song the day before George died. It was one of their greatest songs. It was the fullness of the promise of what the American songbook was then and what it remains today, a hallmark of what something as small as a song can be and how, almost as permanently as Gibraltar or the Rockies, it can affect us. This is the Piccadilly Dance Orchestra. The Piccadilly Dance Orchestra, Love Is Here to Stay. George Gershwin's musical style changed through the 20s and 30s, and Ira's lyrics adapted to it. In the end, though, we have what matters most, the songs of George and Ira Gershwin. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
I'll have to sneak up to it someday, I'll speak up to it. I hope it listens when I say, Fascinating Rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating Rhythm, I'm all quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm all shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun, start hopping, never stopping, to find at night no work has been done. But I know that once doesn't matter, but now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy? Oh, how I'd long to be the man.
man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.